bed situation has improved. We have moved from 6 weeks cover that we had in January to 2.5 months cover, which means that we now have enough maize to feed the country for the next 2.5. However, we have additional imports coming in, mainly from Beira and also Maputo. We'll be starting a Durban route and the Tanzania route. So we are doing everything possible to open as many frontiers as we can to ensure that we have as much non-GMO white maize getting to the country to sustain our food security.
Some would think that it's costly for you to buy from these faraway countries. How are you going to recover the costs? Is it not going to be passed on to the consumers?
I think it's a wrong perception that the maize from gypsies is more expensive than here. You should appreciate the fact that already Zimbabwe has the highest price of maize in the whole world. And we are buying this maize at a very low price, using the cheapest mode of transport, which is sea, and then we rail it to Harare. So we don't expect any phenomenal increase in the price of millet. The price is likely to stabilize, and we also want to capitalize on volume.
How much are you paying for a ton?
I can't disclose that at the moment, but all I can tell you is that the price of millet is not going to change.